this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. And right now, some rain from West Texas back across New Mexico, snow in the Colorado Rockies, and very scattered snow bands northern Rockies, but no watches, no warnings. So what's your weather for tomorrow? Well, that snowmaker in Colorado pushes off onto the plains tomorrow and plugs into some Gulf moisture. You will be wet from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf Coast, and nothing severe, little ice or snow either. The east will remain dry, seasonable. Hey, it's spring. 68 in New York and Charlotte. And the west will be dry, except for the next Pacific system, moving more scattered snow over Montana, back to Idaho, northern California, southern Oregon. But this is all actually good news for dry California, because that developing low will be pushed farther south. So, some spotty showers today in SoCal, but much-needed rain likely for tomorrow. And hopefully not enough for any mudslides either. Your local forecast is coming up. And if you've got any questions, you can always email me, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
And I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday, and I have a coronavirus update for you. Columbia University is canceling 2 days of classes. This just in. They're canceling 2 days of classes this week because a person at the school is under quarantine from coronavirus exposure. The university's president said so today. He put out an email just now. You're one of the first people to hear about this. I am writing this evening to notify everyone that because a member of our community has been quarantined as a result of exposure to the coronavirus, we have decided to, are you ready? Suspend classes on Monday and Tuesday. Bollinger, that's the president, noted that the person under quarantine has not yet been diagnosed with the deadly disease. They did not say if it was a student or staff member. This action is intended to prevent the virus from spreading. Let me repeat. The president of Columbia University in New York City noted that the person under quarantine has not yet been diagnosed with the deadly virus. They did not say if it was a student or staff member. By not saying if it was a student or staff member only increases the fear level. They're shutting down all of Columbia University based on one person having been exposed to the virus. Did that person have the virus? No. They haven't been diagnosed. No. Is it a student or a faculty member? We won't say. But we're going to shut the university for 2 days. Are you out of your freaking mind? Are you out of your mind? Somebody saw somebody with the virus and you're going to shut down the university? There are a lot better reasons to be afraid of the coronavirus. I'm looking at 19 pages of news headlines about the coronavirus. 19 pages of headlines. Not full stories, 19 pages of headlines. Missouri coronavirus patient traveled on Amtrak. Anything is possible when asked about widespread coronavirus quarantine. Disease expert doesn't expect Chinese levels of quarantines. Chinese levels? They've had 11,000 deaths in China. And it all started in one town, mid-January. We didn't hear about it till now. Why didn't we hear about it till now? We didn't hear about it till about 2 weeks ago in China. This started in mid-January. Now, where does this start? Where does the coronavirus start? Well, it's pretty interesting in itself. It comes from bats. Are any human beings bitten by bats? No, not really. Well, then how did we get it? Well, in Hunan, China, it turns out that there are a lot of open-air animal markets, you know, where there are dead animals like dogs and foxes. The bats just swoop down and they bite those animals, and then humans buy those animals and eat them. That's where they think it came from. But we didn't hear anything about it. And I'll tell you why we didn't hear anything about it. There's a very specific fact about the China economy that would make it difficult for us to hear about it until now. Wait, let me go on. There's an NBC interview, The Coronavirus in Crowds. If you're a vulnerable person, take it seriously. Who's vulnerable? Old people. People who are sick. U.S. Surgeon General says he thinks the virus is contained in an area. You might be buying a hand sanitizer that won't work on coronavirus. That one we're going to go over because it's amazing. The State Department information, cruise ship passengers don't go on a cruise. Regal Princess held off Florida coast pending coronavirus tests. It's 5,000 people on that boat. Here's the EPA's list of over 300 coronavirus fighting cleaning products. It's mostly Clorox. Oh, the Lackland Air Force Base to host coronavirus cruise ship quarantine. CPAC chair had brief contact with coronavirus patient at conference. Says he's not alarmed. The White House overruled the CDD push for elderly not to fly due to coronavirus. Several U.S. states offer free coronavirus testing and major health insurers waive copays. The health insurers say, "Where you go right ahead. You test all you want." Airlines are flying ghost planes to keep flight slots. In order for an airline to keep their slots at airports, they have to actually fly. They're flying empty planes. They're flying empty planes. Columbia University is going to be shut down tomorrow for 2 days over the fact that somebody they know was in contact with a coronavirus victim. Somebody they know. They don't have the coronavirus, but we're going to shut down the university anyway. I think we're looking at widespread pandemic. No, widespread panic. Crazy panic. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-WALT. That's why we're live on Sunday night. We're not some pathetic, you know, annuity show. Some pathetic annuity show. Or best of Hoagie and Carmichael. Coronavirus panic causes vodka run for homemade sanitizer. It doesn't work. Scary for everybody. This is what it's like in Seattle and King County, areas under siege from coronavirus. The U.S. Army suspends travel for soldiers, families to and from South Korea amid coronavirus outbreak. Psychology Today says the coronavirus is much worse than you think. How coronavirus is infecting our minds, not our lungs. And how to talk to our kids about the coronavirus. 10 reasons not to panic. These are all headlines that I pulled before the show. I searched coronavirus and it just kept coming out. Turns out there's a song for every decade to help you wash your hands. How the rapidly spreading coronavirus evolved in the U.S. How the, let's see what else we got here. How to quarantine yourself at home if exposed to the coronavirus. I know, why don't you just go home? Here's, this is amazing. The Formula One races in Europe are going to continue. They're going to have the Formula One race car races, but they're not going to allow anyone to watch it. There's going to be no live audience for the Formula One races in Europe. Now, what could be more interesting than a race car race without a crowd to make any noise? The FTA advises on transit cleaning, little guidance on system shutdowns due to virus, how coronavirus stacks up to other Corona SARS. These are just some of the headlines that have come out today about the coronavirus. But I have two favorites. One is that you may be buying the wrong hand sanitizer. And the other amazing story is coronavirus could be spread by cash, according to the World Health Organization. I'll give you the full details on those stories and let you and I talk about the coronavirus. My feeling is I'm not changing any of my behaviors. I've got a vacation in 2 weeks. I'm going. I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm not going to change any of my behaviors. But when I see Columbia University, a liberal bastion, shutting down on Monday and Tuesday because they know somebody who was exposed to the virus. They're not saying they were diagnosed with it. They just know somebody. They're going to shut down on Monday and Tuesday just because they know somebody. That's when we're hitting crazy time. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT. That's my live phone number. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. You're listening to Sterling on Sunday. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. We're having a fantastic night tonight. I hope you've called in. The number is 888-688-WALT. It's just the best show. The only thing that could make it better is an after the show. After the show, lovemaking. Listen, that man you're with, You think he's great. You're fantastic. You've been married a while. You've been together a while. You've been dating a while. The only thing that could make it better is if you could make love whenever you wanted to. And you can with forhims.com/Walter, because forhims.com/Walter is ready to send to you the little blue pill. It's affordable now that it's a generic medicine. Did I say medicine? I did, because the inability to get a boner when you want is a medical condition. And your partner should be able to deliver the goods whenever you want him to. Now he can with the little blue pill. All you have to do is go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. They will put your man in touch with a real doctor who will determine whether or not a real prescription for real medicine is appropriate for him. forhims.com/Walter. For him, see website for full details and safety information.
Sterling on Sunday.
You and I are at work right now. We're at work right now, and sometimes we get those very scary calls from the family that say, Daddy, Mommy, I hear something outside. Well, what? What do you mean you hear something outside? Now you'll know what they're hearing outside with Blink security cameras. Blink is an app that connects to cameras that are placed wherever you want them, around your home, outside the door of your apartment. All you have to do is look at your smartphone, open up the app, and you'll see what the cameras see. You can immediately see if it's something scary or just another stupid raccoon. That's all you need to do, is put the app on your phone and put the cameras where you want. Where are you going to put your Blink security cameras? Blink security systems start at $79.99. They work without wires. You don't connect to a central office. It's the coolest thing. That's right, $79.99. Go to blinkprotect.com, promo code Walter. blinkprotect.com, promo code Walter. Do it now. You don't want another call from home saying, what is outside? I can't see what's outside.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The ship. The ship. The ship is on fire. Swamp News, your curse of Oak Island update later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Today's Florida Stories is an absolute show. Rogue cops, rogue fathers, rogue dentists. And then we're going to sprinkle in a little coronavirus just for fun. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
All right, just seconds before we went on the air, Columbia University announced that because they knew somebody who had been in touch with somebody with the coronavirus, they were going to shut the university for Monday and Tuesday. The person has not been diagnosed with the coronavirus. No one on the staff or student body has the coronavirus, but they're going to shut it down on Monday and Tuesday. The World Health Organization had advised public against using paper money. Paper money can transmit the coronavirus for up to 9 days. This comes as the global total of infections surpasses 100,000, with the death toll having reached 3,600 people. They canceled South by Southwest. I know you were going to that, including Six Nations. England Friendly have been postponed or canceled. Italy, this is amazing. Italy announced a lockdown of several northern regions to limit the spread, while Iran Air, we've canceled flights to Europe, but we'll fly into your buildings. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Bernie in Philadelphia, listening on the great WPHT. I'm not going to change anything because of this virus. I'm going to wash my hands and go to work. How about you?
I don't know, Walt. I'm a little scared, but let me explain you something. I don't understand. I don't get it. They're closing the university for 2 days. For what?
I don't know.
For what? I mean, the incubation period is 14 days. Either you close it for 14 days and figure it out, or you don't close it at all. What's 2 days going to do?
Especially 2 days after they just heard about a guy who knew a guy. It's like a mafia disease. They know a guy who knows a guy.
It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. I mean, I got a cruise coming up in May. I'm a little shaky about. And I got Italy coming up in June. You know, I don't know. I don't know, but we haven't changed plans yet, but...
No, I have a vacation coming up at the end of March. I have a vacation coming up at the end of March. I'm not going to cancel that.
I know. But going to Italy and going up north, I don't know. I got family in Italy. And, you know, they closed all the churches. I mean, I don't know if they're panicking, but they did close all the churches. You know, there's no holy water. There's no, wine, none of that. You know, they closed a lot of the dance halls, theaters, all kinds of stuff. They really did in Italy. I guess Italy, you know, really got hit hard. But I just don't understand. The reason why I called it, I just don't understand 2 days. I didn't go to college, but 2 days doesn't make sense to me.
It makes no sense. Now, Bernie, I have a question to ask you. I also was raised Catholic. Please explain to me, weren't you always a little nervous about sharing that wine cup and sharing the hosts? Yeah. Weren't you always a little nervous about that?
The wine cup, yes. Even the holy water, everybody's dipping in. But, you know, I was always a little, but, you know, I never really drank the wine. Maybe occasionally, not a lot. The host, the body,
Yeah.
But the wine, you know.
It seems to me there are a lot of points of contact for disease inside the Catholic Church. Now, I have a quick question for you, Bernie. Would you like to guess the mystery voice we have tonight for a chance to win a prize announcement?
Did you already do the mystery voice?
No, you ready to hear it? You ready to hear it?
I'm ready.
So what are you talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Bernie in Philadelphia, who do you think that is?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't want to.
All right, thanks anyway. I really appreciate you playing. Thanks for listening to Sterling on Sunday. Dennis in Havertown, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi.
Hey, Walt.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm just, do you remember back in the 70s, what was it, the swine flu back then? During the 70s, there was a big, a similar panic to this. And I can remember my dad making us gargle with peroxide and water and...
Yeah, and what about the Legionnaires' disease in air conditioners in old buildings? There's always been something.
Yeah.
But here's the statistics. Over 100,000 people have already gotten this disease, and 3,600 have died. And I will tell you why I think we didn't... Thank you very much for the call. I'll tell you why I don't think that we heard about this. When it hit this town in China... We weren't hearing about it. It hit the town in China mid-January. When did we hear about it? About 2.5-3 weeks ago. Well, what happened? What had happened was that the people were dying in this town in China, and they were refusing to go to work. They refused to go to the factories. And when they refused to go to the factories, that had a profound impact on us. Oh, my gosh, they're not making iPhones. Oh, my gosh. And then we started to say, what's the problem? And then we started to find out. Hugh in Ambler, Pennsylvania, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-9258. Hi, Hugh.
Walter, hey. I love your show. I listen every week.
I love you, too.
So anyway, the way I feel about this, we are definitely, it's a panic situation. But you know what? Walter, we're living in a time where... All of a sudden, it's being politicized, okay? So Donald Trump isn't doing enough, and, you know, he should have reacted, you know, before this thing got out of control. But the whole thing is, listen, if we want to politicize this, the left are the people. They're about open borders, okay? Anybody can come into this country. They're about Medicare for all. Health care for anybody that wants to come here. So that's the real problem. Right, Walter?
Oh, you've upset the monkey. Now, I don't know if the monkey has the coronavirus or not, but I thank you very much for your call. I have a monkey in the laundry room with me. I do my show from the laundry room of my home. I'm certainly not going to mingle with the public. I'm too big. I could have all sorts of crowd control problems if I went outside. Therefore, I do the show from my laundry room with my monkey. And Hugh upset the monkey. My number is 888-688-WALT. Right now, the coronavirus, the infections have surpassed 100,000 people, and the death toll is over 3,600 people. The most stunning fact so far to me is that the hand sanitizer that you and I might be using doesn't work. Those alcohol-free products are selling out. With internet price gouging in full swing, at times it can be hard to tell. But looking at the listings, they're all different from the kind the CDC recommends. Purell hand sanitizer wipes have jumped on Amazon from $11.88 in January to $79 this past Wednesday. And now they're up to $199 by Wednesday night. That's amazing. Now, but here's the thing. The front of the package doesn't mention that it's alcohol-free. The back includes small print that lists an active ingredient in alcohol-free formula. Nowhere does the Amazon product say in the listing that it's alcohol-free. Germex alcohol-free foaming hand sanitizer also sold out on Amazon, and the prices are surging. Here's the deal. Amazon officials say they are monitoring prices and listings and making sure there isn't any price gouging. All right, I'm not going to change anything because of the coronavirus. How about you? This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, here we go again. The parade of Pacific storms continues to march across the country. High pressure this week is setting up a little farther south, so the track will move a little farther north and not as strong. But many areas in the Midwest and Northeast are very wet. They don't need any more rain. We've reported on tomorrow's rains already, but Tuesday, even wetter. From New England back to Texas, with embedded thunder, locally heavy rainfall, could be a transportation mess Tuesday. Wednesday, things lighten up a bit. Rain focused more on the southeast, but out west, the Southern California soaker is now on the move by Wednesday, pushing across the Sierra Nevada with some heavy snow, rain for the Grand Canyon into Utah and Colorado, and then the big merge. Storm number one over the southeast merges with storm number two for a broad area of rain and some thunder from the west coast all the way to the Great Lakes. Again, nothing severe expected. Friday, that rain shield expands east, and Saturday, cold air from Canada finally dislodges and gets into the action with some ice and snow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Today's Florida Stories is an absolute show. Rogue cops, rogue fathers, rogue dentist, and then we're going to sprinkle in a little coronavirus just for fun. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The ship is on fire. Swamp News, your curse of Oak Island update later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Florida Stories in about 42 minutes from right now. This is Sterling on Sunday with Walter M. Sterling. Shockingly, Columbia University is canceling 2 days of classes, 2 days of classes this week because, listen, a person at the school is under quarantine from coronavirus exposure. The university's president announced this moments before we went on the air. He wrote, "I am writing this evening to notify everyone that because a member of our community has been quarantined as a result of exposure to the coronavirus, we have decided to suspend classes on Monday and Tuesday." Oh, my gosh, this must be very seriously. Is the person about to die? No, he noted that the person under quarantine has not yet been diagnosed with the deadly virus. They did not say if it was a student or staff member. The action is intended to prevent the virus from spreading. The guy doesn't have the virus. Why are they shutting down the school? The guy just knows a guy. It's like a mafia virus. The guy knows a guy who knows a guy with the virus. Tim in Kansas City, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. I'm not changing anything. How about you?
I'm exactly the same, and I heard that guy from Philly, and it made me want to call in and try to put my spin on it to see if I can help out that guy from Philly. Number one, the reason why they close all these things is because of lawsuits. Lawsuits are out there. That's why schools change the things that they do. That's why corporations change the same things that they do, because they see the writing on the wall, and if they don't react, if they don't do something in the right light, then they know that they can be sued, and there's problems with that. So if they had some information that somebody else could deem viable later on, they're afraid of a lawsuit. Number two, when you talk about numbers of people, when you go to the gas station, how many people do you see?
Five.
You see like eight, five, six, something like that. How many does that guy that works there see?
100.
He's got thousands of people that roll in and out every day. So these museums, these places that when you go, it's just you, but there's a potential for thousands of people rolling through there. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that somebody's playing the numbers game and they're pulling out and they're closing. The unfortunate part is it makes all Americans and everybody that's listening, it makes them believe that there's a bigger symptoms going on. And like, well, Columbia did it. Wow, that's something that I need to keep hold of. When in reality, it was just a few people making a decision that really doesn't pertain to you.
The problem with Columbia closing down because they know a guy who knows a guy is that they will always know a guy who knows a guy. They could keep that school shut till the summer. They might as well keep it shut till the summer.
They had a radio program here in Kansas City where they were talking about the coronavirus, and as I was listening, they were having people call in, and these people were not vetted. They were some guy in the country that talked about, I heard a buddy and a friend that did this. I went to work the next day, and somebody quoted a statistic that I heard on the radio from that guy. People aren't getting their information from the right place. They're getting it from a buddy and a friend, and they know a guy. That's where the problem comes from.
I know a guy disease. It's amazing, Tim, and thank you very much for calling from Kansas City at 888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about what we are going to do about the coronavirus, because it has to be smarter than what Columbia University just announced it's doing about the coronavirus. They know somebody on their staff or student body, they're not saying which, who met somebody who has the coronavirus, and therefore they're shutting the university. A major private university, they're just going to shut it on Monday and Tuesday. The incubation period is much longer than 2 days. They're just going to see what happens. And it's cold. Are you crazy? 888-688-WALT. Coronavirus could be spread by cash, warns the World Health Organization. It has advised the public against using paper money. I know I shouldn't use it to pick my teeth. It claimed that the coronavirus is just likely to remain on cash as it is on any other surface. Well, for how long? It can last for 9 days. The global infections right now are up to 100,000 people. The death toll is reaching at least 3,600 people. Several major sporting events and gatherings, including Six Nations, South by Southwest, and England Friendly, have been postponed or canceled. And Italy announced a lockdown of several northern regions to limit the spread, while Iran Air have canceled flights to Europe. The World Health Organization advises us to wash our hands after handling cash, because the virus can remain on notes and other surfaces for several days, up to 9 days. The latest health advice comes as the global figure goes to, I said that already, several major sporting events, blah, blah, blah. Okay, this is amazing. According to an analysis of 22 earlier studies of similar viruses, it is estimated that human coronavirus can remain infectious on surfaces for up to 9 days at room temperature. All right, what else we got here? Wrestlers, I love this. Wrestlers arrived wearing face masks and were required to use hand sanitizing spray before entering the ring at Osaka Sumo Wrestling. They were also required to take their temperature before entering the raised ring. Now, in other countries, in Scotland, the match against France in the Women's Six Nations on Saturday was postponed after a member of the Scotland team tested positive for coronavirus. Rugby has been worst hit in England, with Six Nations matches between Ireland and Italy and England called off to leave the championship on hold until autumn. They're not even going to. It's crazy. Psychology Today got it right. They say, the worst impact of this virus is on our brains. Here are the two symptoms of the coronavirus. The World Health Organization analysis also revealed that most people develop symptoms on average of 5 to 6 days after infection, though the range is anywhere from 1 to 14 days. The most common symptoms of the coronavirus are fever and dry cough. The World Health Organization looked at about 55,000 cases of the virus and confirmed by laboratories and found that 87% of people with the symptoms had a dry cough, a fever, or both. That's the deal. Where are we again? About 30, is, let me get the number right. 3,600 people around the world have died. The common trait is that they tend to be sick with other things. They tend to be quite old. A guy in his 40s who's otherwise healthy, the odds of him dying from it are very low. The odds of him recovering from this virus are very high. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on the radio. But I'm just saying that our reaction up till now is insane. The reaction is insane. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I have a lot of other things to talk about tonight. But I couldn't get over how many headlines there were when I typed in coronavirus. I got 19 pages of headlines of stories, and those two really interesting ones about the fact that it lasts up to 9 days on money. The virus lasts up to 9 days on money, and that you may be using the wrong hand sanitizer anyway, so good luck to you. All right, I'm on jury duty right now. I couldn't go to work all week. I was on a jury, and it's a criminal trial. Maybe tomorrow it's going to wrap up, and if it does, then next week I will tell you my experience on jury duty, which was not what I expected. Plus, you and I are going to talk about rent-a-car hell, and it is hell. And then managing our teenage daughters, you know, like a lot of late 30, early 40-year-old guys, I am the father of teenage daughters, and you and I are going to talk about that because I learned an amazing fact about how to deal with them when they start screaming and yelling at us. And the way to deal with it has worked for me every time, and it might be useful to you. Now, if you're about 40, we're going to talk about dating at 40. The usual edition, our parody of public radio. I hate public radio. I've got Florida stories for you. I'm going to share with you how online influencers were created. The phenomena of online influencers. How did that happen? How did that become a big business? I think you'll be stunned. RVing is the big trend. RVing is the big trend. You would be amazed at who is an RVer. We'll share that. And TJ Lubinsky. He was such a hit last week. We're going to have him back again this week to talk about what it's like to raise teenagers while working overnight. You relate to that? All right. We've got a lot going on. This is Sterling on Sunday. Oh my gosh, CBDistillery.com. I love this product. And the reason I love it is because I started using it before they were an advertiser. I was so impressed with what they did for me. I said to the salespeople, you got to get them as an advertiser. CB Distillery makes amazing CBD products. CBD oil, CBD salves, CBD creams. Well, what the hell are CBD products? They are products extracted from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. They take out the best part of the plant. Nothing that'll make you high, nothing illegal, nothing you need a prescription for. And you take these products, the oils, the creams, and you put them on where your pain is. You put it on where the pain is. You know, it could be your joints and your fingers, your knees, your soles of your feet, your back, wherever it is. You put it on, and in my case, the pain went away instantly. Did I say when it went away? Did I say it went away next week? No. Later today? No. For me, and only me, it went away instantly. Your results may vary, but try it. Why? You want to sit in your pain? You want to go through that some more? Go to CBDistillery.com. Look at their amazing array of products. It's incredible. Get CBD products from CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Enter the promo code Walter for a 20% discount. And that's significant. CBDistillery.com. Promo code Walter. All kinds of creams, salves, lotions, anything that you're comfortable with in a wide, astonishing array of dosages. Not just one bottle and one dose, but you'll get the custom on-demand relief you deserve. Go to CBDistillery.com, put in the promo code Walter for a discount, and it's a good discount. It's 20% off. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter.
Gary Drayton, Paul Troutman, and the rest of the gang digging in that swamp, looking for what they could find. And the Leginas have been working off this idea that there was a ship sunk in the swamp. The eye of the swamp, the way the swamp smells and the swamp looks like it's a ship underneath there. Well, Gary Drayton, with his trusty metal detector, found a unique piece of metal. They brought it over to Carmen Legg, Marty Legina, with Alex Legina. And Gary Drayton brought it to Carmen Legg, the man who's an expert at metals. And Carmen gave an interesting input. He said that the piece of metal that was found was from something very hot. The theory is, and this used to happen back in the day, Cortez, for instance, burning down the boats. Well, ship was sunk, lit on fire into the swamp. That's what happened. And now there's more proof than anything. Gary Drayton also found a couple of other unique things. But the biggest thing was Billy Gerhardt. Sort of looks like Flat Top from the Dick Tracy comics. Except he's husky. And Billy Gerhardt, digging in the swamp, he found a tunnel. A tunnel underneath the swamp. Who put the tunnel there? The Spaniards? The Templars? They think it's the Templars. And my sources say the Templars were there hiding gold and treasures of antiquity. For your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
Now that's a good report there, Velo. I had a good time with that. I've got so much for you coming up. In about 40 minutes, we'll have Florida stories. We'll have the usual edition. I'm going to share with you exactly how online influencers became the hot new marketing tool. How it happened, when it happened, is actually a pretty amazing story. I'm on jury duty right now. I'm on a criminal trial. And next week, I hope to gosh, I'll be able to talk to you about it. Let me tell you about the most influential movie of the 21st century. Do you recognize this theme? No, of course you don't. It's A Night at the Museum. They talk about all of those great, very important movies by Oliver Stone and the great, important movies by, who's that guy who did Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Believe me, that's not the most influential movie. The most influential movie of our time, of the 21st century, is A Night at the Museum. Because the result of A Night at the Museum is that thousands of us with children between the ages of 8 and 14, maybe hundreds of thousands of us, have actually had to escort school children to what? The museum. When? At night. Is there a worse experience? They don't sleep. I don't sleep. There's a giant dinosaur head above me. In every museum in America, how they found so many dinosaur heads, I don't know. But there it is hanging above me. Every chaperone gets a headache because you can't cook coffee. You can't really use the bathrooms. It's horrible. It's a nightmare at the museum. It has started the worst trend among kids possible. And they're always in that Nick Tween age, right? They're always, it's always 10 to 14. and they're crazy anyway. And then you have to, and then for me, the worst part is I had to be friendly with other parents. I don't want to be friendly with other parents. Look at me. And then they'll, if they know what I do, they'll want to talk about the show. But the worst part is in every museum in America, that floor is extra hard. It's always marble. It's always cold. The kids are always scared. Who came up with the idea of saying, that night at the museum movie, why don't we really do that? Who came up with that idea? What crazy person came up with that idea? No, we don't want to spend a night at the museum. No, bad idea. But it does sound cool, doesn't it? And then at the in the morning, and if you're lucky, it's on a weekend, if you're lucky, then in the morning, you look at them coming out of the museum, everybody looks like they're doing the walk of shame. All those kids, all the parents say they look horrible, they feel horrible. It's a bad idea. Let's band together. And the next time you hear somebody say, well, why don't we do like in the movie? Why don't we take our kids and make a school group and do a night at the museum? No, no, take a tour of it during the day. Go to a brewery. Go to a zoo, an indoor zoo, a nice indoor petting zoo. Go to the aquarium. Those are good field trips. A night at the museum, horrible idea. But because it got hundreds of thousands of people to actually go to a museum and sleep there all night, I congratulate the movie A Night at the Museum for being the most influential picture of our time. All right, coming up, you and I are going to have Florida stories at 20 past the hour, 20 past the hour. TJ Lubinsky in 40 minutes from now.
Sterling on Sunday weather. And right now, some rain from West Texas back across New Mexico, snow in the Colorado Rockies, and very scattered snow bands northern Rockies, but no watches, no warnings. So what's your weather for tomorrow? Well, that snowmaker in Colorado pushes off onto the plains tomorrow and plugs into some Gulf moisture. You will be wet from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf Coast, and nothing severe, little ice or snow either. The east will remain dry, seasonable. Hey, it's spring. 68 in New York and Charlotte. And the west will be dry, except for the next Pacific system, moving more scattered snow over Montana, back to Idaho, Northern California, Southern Oregon. But this is all actually good news for dry California because that developing low will be pushed farther south. So, some spotty showers today in SoCal, but much-needed rain likely for tomorrow. And hopefully not enough for any mudslides either. Your local forecast is coming up. And if you've got any questions, you can always email me, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Today's Florida Stories is an absolute show. Rogue cops, rogue fathers, rogue dentists. And then we're going to sprinkle in a little coronavirus just for fun. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
All right, this is Sterling on Sunday with Walter Sterling live on Sunday night. We are live on Sunday night. This isn't the equity show, the 401k show, the gold show. This is a real show. We talk about what you and I would talk about at the mall. If you and I went to the mall, we would say, what the heck is with the bourbon chicken? Why can you only get bourbon chicken in a mall or an airport? Why in Chinatown don't they actually serve bourbon chicken? There must be a reason, a key social reason. And congratulations to my daughters, Meredith and Dorothy, for coming in second overall at the Next Star dance competition. I am so happy that these kids take dance. Because they have to go to these classes two or three times a week. They get an insane amount of exercises. These aren't 40-minute classes. These are 2-3-hour classes. They're working their butts off in these classes. The physical fitness, the collegial experience, understanding how competition works. I couldn't be happier. And the people go, well, you know, what is that dance? I'm like, well, your son's playing Little League. That costs more. I see your kid just standing there doing shortstop. My kids don't stop moving for 3 hours. But I'm so proud of them for winning. I just found out they just came home, and I'm in the laundry room, and they won their competition today. Terrific. Second overall. Now, listen to this shocking news. This is the latest on the coronavirus. Columbia University, big private school in Manhattan, is canceling 2 days of classes this week because a person at the school is under quarantine from coronavirus exposure, the university's president announced. Just before I got on the air, this announcement came out. So believe me, no one else is telling you about this but me. I am writing this evening to notify everyone that because a member of our community has been quarantined as a result of exposure to the coronavirus, we have, at Columbia University, have decided to suspend classes on Monday and Tuesday. All right, it gets better. The president of Columbia University notes that the person under quarantine has not yet been diagnosed with the deadly virus. They did not say if it was student or staff member. This action is intended to prevent the virus from spreading. Yeah, but the person that they've quarantined hasn't been diagnosed with the virus. And to make everything spookier, they're not saying if it's a student or a member of the faculty. I think it's gotten insane. Psychology Today magazine nailed it. Psychology Today magazine says the biggest risk to your health is to your mind. Believing all of these stories, the risk to your mind is more significant than your risk to your lungs. That's what they say. Now, what does the World Health Organization say? They have advised us against using paper money. They claim that the coronavirus is just as likely to remain on cash as on any other surface. It comes as a global total of infections surpasses 100,000 people, with the death toll having reached at least 3,600 people. Now, this first hit in China in the middle of January, it is spread by bats. They believe viruses like this are spread by bats, but there's no record of anybody being eaten by a bat. Instead, there are bats near open-air animal food markets in China. They kill a fox, a deer, a raccoon, and then they sell it in these open markets in China. Meanwhile, bats have been known to swoop down, pick a little meat off of those bones, bite some of those animals, and that's where we get the virus from, in this city called Wuhan. It gets better. But we didn't hear about it till like 3 weeks ago. We didn't hear about it until the workers in China refused to go to work. That doesn't happen. You refuse to go to work in China, you get shot. You refuse to go to work in China, you disappear to re-education camps where you're tortured for 20 years until you get smart. Therefore, if they're not going to work, they're really scared. They're terrified. How does that impact us? You know, your iPhone's made in China. The minute that the supply chain of products from China hits us, all of a sudden we got a problem. We started asking questions. Oh, gee, there's a virus. I'm not changing anything. I'm not canceling a vacation. I'm not going to stop going on airplanes. I'll wash my hands a lot. Oh, gee, I always wash my hands the second I came home. I've washed my hands the minute I came home since I was 20 and lived in a city. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Here's my favorite part. You might be buying the wrong hand sanitizer. Don't waste your money on vodka. Alcohol-free hand sanitizers are better than nothing. None are as good as washing your hands. The best thing to do is just wash your hands. Just wash your hands. The hand sanitizer's not so great. Just keep washing your hands. Alcohol, not a hand sanitizer. I'm not a doctor. All right, I've got a lot of good things to talk to you about tonight. But I'm not changing anything. How about you? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. I have the usual edition, our very profound and deep look at public radio, which I hate. I will share with you exactly how online influencers came to be. And I have a secret for dealing with your teenage daughter that has worked. You know when they go off the rails, when they go insane? You know, like a lot of people in their late 30s, early 40s, I've got teenage daughters. I have a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old, and every now and then they go insane. I have learned how to deal with it. It's real, and it works, and I will share it with you in seconds. Plus, we're going to talk about dating at 40 and rent-a-car hell. I have a big show tonight. It's a big show tonight. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. It's 14 minutes past the hour, and coming up in just seconds, the latest edition of Florida Stories. Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Big show. We're having a good time. What could ruin it for you? You're at work, like me. You get a call from home. The call from home says,
I'm scared. There's noise outside. What could be worse? In that split second, you and I have to decide whether or not to go home and check on the kid and annoy our boss. And what happens when we get home? Well, thankfully, it's usually nothing. Now you don't have to go home. You look at an app on your phone. The name of the app is Blink, B-L-I-N-K, Blink. Ladies and gentlemen, Blink solves the problem of home security in a way that no other product ever has. You must check it out at blinkprotect.com, promo code Walter. That's B-L-I-N-K, protect, P-R-O-T-E-C-T, blinkprotect.com/Walter. What are you going to find? You're going to find that there's finally a home security system that requires no wires. You buy a couple of their cameras, you put them wherever you want, at the garbage cans outside, at the back door, at the scary basement window, and they connect over the internet to an app on your phone. Then, if there's trouble, you open up the app and you can see what the cameras see. The systems start at $79.99. They're available at many fine retailers and at blinkprotect.com. Promo code Walter. Blinkprotect.com, promo code Walter. All right, you're in your car, you need to hear it once more time, no problem, because you don't want your kids to have to call you at work because they hear a noise. It's simple. Blink, B-L-I-N-K, protect.com, and then the promo code Walter. Blinkprotect.com, promo code Walter. It's an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. We're live on Sunday night. I am so proud of ForHims.com. Why? Well, they make products for men, and they're proud of it. It's ForHims.com. Well, what do they got there? Products for your hair, skin, lotion. They even, this is the coolest one, they have products like tea for men. But the one that's important is they make products to make sure that the guy has an erection, that the man in your life has an erection on demand. And it comes from the little blue pill, the generic form of the drug that's worked for years for men. Now you can get it in generic form at an affordable price. Now, the only way you can get the little blue pill is if you talk to a doctor. They'll put you in touch with a real doctor who will make a real determination if the real prescription is right for you. See website for full details and safety information for Hims. All right, here's Judy in Dallas with a terrible joke. We are privileged to have Judy with us every single week because she has a terrible joke every single week. Some people would call these dad jokes. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Happy to speak to you.
Good, I'm happy to speak with you. Well, I was wondering, Walter, what types of flowers do bacteria like?
What kind of flowers do bacteria like, Judy?
Germaniums.
Thank you for calling us, Judy. We love you. Oh, my gosh. There's my buddy James Parker with Florida Stories at 19 past the hour.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you. Thank you for our first Florida story. We go to Jacksonville, Florida, where a Florida man, 56 years old, was just going through life doing his dentist thing. Wait, a corrupt dentist? Yeah, a corrupt dentist. This is Florida. So one of his patients comes in, and he's an undercover cop, and he's wearing a wire. And before the meeting's done, he slaps some cuffs on and puts him under arrest because this Florida man was practicing dentistry without a license. All right, Parker, what's so weird about that? Hang on. Backstory. He was arrested for doing dentistry without a proper license. Also back in 2009, go back and you dig on the arrest warrant. He had previously been arrested for it. Same thing. All the way back in 1998. So look, clearly this guy is trained. You don't walk in and pretend to be a dentist if you don't know what you're talking about without someone calling you out on the first day. So I'm thinking this is a guy who was trained to be a dentist and he lost his license. What was he doing? Like writing too many prescriptions for his friends? Did he crack a tooth, malpractice, screw up, show up drunk driving arrest? I don't know why, but for some reason he must have had his license revoked, but he can't help himself. He's gotta help people with their teeth. He's gotta fix teeth. He's got to fill cavities. He's got to pull molars. He's got to do an RCT on 17. And then there's the new technology, the 3D scans, the UV flowable whatever. Some people like to golf. Some people have a foot fetish. This man can't help himself. He's like the little claymation guy in Rudolph the Reindeer. He's just got to be a dentist. They didn't say anybody was hurt or he did a bad job. What if he was a really good dentist? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Martin County, Florida, where within a span of a month, we have two different sheriff's deputies who have been arrested for arresting people on false drug charges. Now, look, I know in a human enterprise as large as police institutions, of course you're going to get some bad apples in there. And that doesn't draw a bigger stain on the law enforcement community as a whole. But damn, two deputies in the span of a month? What are y'all doing over there? I mean, besides planting drugs on your own citizens. It's just a trip because I bring you Florida stories, an avalanche, a cornucopia of crazy crimes. You wouldn't think you would need to invent crimes in Florida. Isn't there enough going on already? And it's funny because when they're inventing crimes, they're actually committing a crime. So I guess mission accomplished. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Cantonment, Florida. An older couple sitting at home on a regular evening just going through Netflix. They get a knock on the door, and it's the 12-year-old that lives next door. He asked if they had any bottled water he could borrow. They actually did, and so they gave it to him, and he goes back next door, and that's weird. Okay, so your water got cut off, but why doesn't your dad go get you water? So he comes back the next day. Hey, do y'all have any more bottled water? They're like, you already went through the whole thing? He said, yeah. They're like, well, we can just give you some tap. What's going on over there? Why didn't your dad go get you water? He's gone. Well, how long has he been gone? The boy had been left home alone for 9 days. Cops show up on the wellness check. The electricity had been cut off. The water had been cut off. And he had already run out of food. We don't know how long into the 9 days he ran out of food. Turns out mother's nowhere to be found. Father had been arrested. They just didn't make any arrangements for the boy at the time. That's a tough one to fall through the cracks, isn't it? Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Oh, and speaking of crack, there's a clever police department in Florida, the Atlantic Beach Police Department, that posted a public service announcement on their Facebook page, and it warns that some cocaine, meth, and heroin has been tainted in the area with the coronavirus, and they are offering free tests to make sure your meth is not contaminated with the deadly disease. Now, if you're a little suspicious, police have been very gracious. They say if you're uncomfortable going to the police station with your drugs, just give them your address and they'll come visit you in the privacy of your own home. Don't laugh. It's probably going to work. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Come on, work. Here.
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday?
Yes.
Bill White at KFBK Sacramento. What else do you need to know?
I used to have a piece of software that I'd play sound clips off of, and it worked perfectly. And then the company stopped supporting it, and it stopped working completely. And now I have a new piece of software which works lousy. As you can hear, what the heck's going on with this? Why doesn't this work? I brought down another screen. It should be a flowing show, tight as a drum.
You're going to learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Quibby, go ahead.
Me? Or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
So many requests for that. I'm happy to play drops that we have requests for. My number is 888-688-WALT. Like a lot of people who are in their late 30s, early 40s, I have a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old, and I have an 8-year-old. I'll talk about the 8-year-old another time. But right now, let me talk to you about the 14-year-old and the 17-year-old. They're both girls. And I don't know what your experience has been, but our relationship is very good. And then from time to time, it goes completely off the rails. And they go insane. Completely insane. And I'm sitting there, you know, I'm watching TV. I'm watching The New Pope. I love The New Pope. I'm watching McMillions. Have you seen that? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is the story of how in the around 1999, anybody who was playing the McMillions game, where you could win a $1 million game piece in the Monopoly game, you could win $1 million. Turns out almost nobody could win the top prizes because there was fraud involved that you would not believe, not by McDonald's, but you got to watch the show. It's on HBO, McMillions. But let me tell you what I learned. You know how when your daughters go crazy and they start yelling at you and they say terrible things about you, and you have terrible clothes and we hate you and we hate living here and I can't wait to leave the house. And all you did was say, you know, could you pick up this towel? And then they explode. Oh, my gosh. Or you say, I think the boy should leave your room around midnight. I think that would be good. Yeah, I'm glad he's in your room at home. But and that you're not out. But I think he should leave, like, you know, at midnight. Oh, my gosh, you don't love me. You don't care about me. Why don't you trust me? Why don't you trust me? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know the speeches you get, right? When you challenge the slightest little things. But it's random. Sometimes you could say the same thing and nothing bad happens. Well, I learned something. I learned... It's a terrific piece of information because this is true and it works. It turns out that, as you suspected, your sons and daughters between the ages of 12 and 18, actually between the ages of 12 and 20, still have reptilian brains. Much of their brains, especially when it comes hitting anger, goes into the reptile part of their brain. And here's the most amazing part. The minute they get angry, because they still have reptile brain, they can't shut it down. It becomes involuntary. It just comes out. They can't shut it down. They can't stop it. And how you can stop it and remain friends with your kids and not go into explosion territory, the solution is so simple. I was amazed. So amazed that when I tried it, I didn't think it would work. But it does work. And it keeps my relationship with my teenagers terrific. And I will share that with you coming up in just seconds. How to not get into the explosive fights, the running out of the home with your kids. I actually have the answer. That's coming up for you on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, top rated among the obese.
Sterling on Sunday weather, here we go again. The parade of Pacific storms continues to march across the country. High pressure this week is setting up a little farther south, so the track will move a little farther north and not as strong. But many areas in the Midwest and Northeast are very wet. They don't need any more rain. We've reported on tomorrow's rains already, but Tuesday, even wetter. From New England back to Texas, with embedded thunder, locally heavy rainfall, could be a transportation mess Tuesday. Wednesday, things lighten up a bit. Rain focused more on the southeast, but out west, the Southern California soaker is now on the move by Wednesday, pushing across the Sierra Nevada with some heavy snow, rain for the Grand Canyon into Utah and Colorado, and then the big merge. Storm number one over the southeast merges with storm number two for a broad area of rain and some thunder from the west coast all the way to the Great Lakes. Again, nothing severe expected. Friday, that rain shield expands east, and Saturday, cold air from Canada finally dislodges and gets into the action with some ice and snow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you the secret I have learned based on biology of how not to get into a fight with your teenagers. One of those fights where they threaten to leave, they trash their room, they say you're horrible. It's actually surprisingly avoidable and keeps everybody happy. I'll share that secret with you coming up in just seconds. Plus, I have a rent-a-car hell story. I will talk about the challenges of dating at the age of 40, secrets that women should know about guys once they all reach the age of 40. We have Florida stories coming up again, our parody of public radio. I hate public radio. News about RVing. This is the new lifestyle. News about RVing. All of that coming up on Sterling on Sunday. TJ Lubinsky was on the show last week. I don't usually have a guest on again the next week. But TJ, people loved you. They thought Walt. You were incredible. More
Walt,
amazing.
Please, more, please, Walt.
More amazing, our sound engineer, James Montag.
Yeah, with the Philly accent.
Stayed awake.
Well, because he's got the Philly accent. He understands Harvey Holiday and the Gear and Georgie Woods and Heisky.
And TJ Lubinsky has produced, created, put together more rock concerts on television than anybody ever. These are high quality, amazing rock concerts for over 20 years. And he hosts them. This is a very talented guy. He also hosted radio shows. I met him when we were both working with Sirius Satellite Radio, which was better then. And now, I wanted to have you on again so soon because people had great reaction to what you had to say, and I had two questions for you.
Yes, sir.
First question is, I happen to know the secret that somehow or another you convinced your wife that it was best for you to work all night.
I think she enjoys it. Like, go work. Please go work.
I'm sure that's true.
Let me know when you're done with that. That's fine.
And you have children similar in age to my children. How old are your kids?
Yeah, and by the way, I'm really looking forward to hearing about my middle child who's 12. You know, he's threatened to leave about 10 times this week, so I can't wait to hear that part of your show.
Things are going as planned. How old are your other kids?
My daughter's 14, and my youngest, he's my little guy, he's 8 years old.
All right, so we both have an 8-year-old, we both have a 14-year-old. So I will share that secret with you coming up. But what I want to know is, having kids that are at that age that requires intense parental contact,
yeah,
how do you manage working all night? And the reason I asked was because there's a general benefit to your answer in that I'm on the air at late at night. Many of the people who listen to Sterling on Sunday work the late shift, work the third shift, and they have to deal with this. How does it work?
Well, okay. Let's think of it this way. All right. Now, I typically start my day somewhere around 4 or 5 o'clock p.m. Now, that's when my kids are just getting home from school, and I can talk with each one of them individually. How was your day? What's going on? I don't understand this new math. I don't get it. You call it math. I can't help you. I'm trying. I don't know it. And all that fun stuff together. We have dinner together as a family, of course. We all sit around just like it was, you know, meant to be in the 50s, and we talk about what it's like, what was going on with your day, how can I help you, how can I support you, and that kind of stuff. So we're having family dinners every night. And then I spend some time with my wife, some one-on-one time after we get the kids to go to bed. And then at some point, she goes to bed on a regular schedule, and then I go to work. So that may be, say it's 11 o'clock, I'll start my work, which is great. Walter, I can't tell you how great it is because you get no interruptions. You get no one coming and calling you every 20 seconds about this problem and that problem. And even when problem calls do come in at 10 or 11 or 12 or 1 a.m., you can have a day to kind of think about it, to process it. And then I work editing all night pretty much for the most part, or sometimes recording and shooting or sometimes hosting of Facebook stuff, whatever it is. And I do that till around maybe 4 in the morning, where I start to say, okay, I'm going to put this away now. It's been a 6 or it's been an 8-hour day. Then I have my own time. I call it, just alone time for myself, where I go every single night. You're going to laugh at this because you'll understand it, where I watch every night, without a doubt, a Quinn Martin show.
A Quinn Martin production.
Yes, so it could be One Night the Fugitive. It could be Streets of San Francisco. Could be Cannon. Tonight's going to be Barnaby Jones. And I just let my mind go. It just kind of wanders off. And then by the time I'm just about ready to go to bed, my little guy is up first thing in the morning, and then my son and my daughter, and we have breakfast together, and we see him off to school, and sometimes I take him to school before I go to sleep, and then somewhere around 10 a.m., I head to bed. And I got news for you. The world follows your schedule when you do this. You can only do it if you work for yourself, obviously. But there's no danger of viruses or infections or being in crowded places because it's just me working alone for the most part.
All right. Now, you produce rock concerts, you shoot them, and then you edit them.
Yeah.
Now, you told me something shocking about how long it takes you to edit one song of those televised rock concerts.
Yeah, about 6 months usually. It depends on the complexity of the genre we're doing. If it's 50s rock and roll or doo-wop, that just might be, say, a rhythm section which has to be mixed. Sometimes you got to add some extra drums or something or extra guitars. Or if it's doo-wop, you know, the real doo-wop records always have five-part harmony. So I've always treated my TV shows not like a live event. We always say this. It's a recorded show. It's meant to sound like the records. And this is the thing that Hollywood calls me crazy for. It's why I live in Pittsburgh and not Hollywood. It's because we try to make the show sound exactly like the record. So if the record have five-part harmony on it, we will bring in a fifth voice or a fourth voice to fill in the second tenor or the high soprano part or the girls in the background. When you think of songs like Little Anthony and the Imperials or the Four Tops, they always had girls in the background. So if you don't have that, you just don't have the record. So I make TV for the sound and for the record of it. And so that's part of it. But then when you get into, say, the Wall of Sound or the more orchestrated Motown stuff, it's especially once you get in the 70s and the Sound of Philadelphia, the Gamble and Huff sound, you've got to add lots of strings and horns and guitars, and there's no way you can do that live. I don't care who tells you that you could do that live. You can't get the same microphones that they use in the recording session. You can't mic the instruments. You can't play multiple times to get the exact structure of the note, or alternatively tell these great musicians who are all with the symphony, that's great. Now, the problem is you guys sound too wonderful. Detune your guitar and sound awful. Because if you don't sound that bad on the beginning of Angel Baby by Rosie and the Originals, people are going to say, that doesn't sound like the record.
T.J. Lubinsky, producer extraordinaire of rock concerts, DVDs. You're just a great guy. I really want to thank you for being on the show. I appreciate you very much. And thanks for being on Sterling on Sunday.
Thanks, my friend.
Okay. 888-688-WALT, 44 past the hour, 45 past the hour. I've got a lot to do. I'm going to repeat the headline, the coronavirus. Columbia University is canceling 2 days of classes this week because a person at the school is under quarantine from the coronavirus exposure. Okay, here's the best part. The person under quarantine has not yet been diagnosed with the deadly virus. They did not say if it was a student or staff member. No need to worry about that. This action is intended to prevent the virus from spreading. Oh my gosh. All right, coming up in just seconds, I will share with you the secret on how to deal with the 12-year-old, the 13-year-old, the 14-year-old, the 15-year-old, the 16-year-old, so that trouble doesn't go crazy. That secret coming up in seconds on Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and at this time of night, this is when we feel our pain. This is when I feel the pain in my thumbs and in my ankles. That's where I have trouble. I was looking on the internet for a solution, and I found CBD products. I didn't know anything about them, and I learned that they're made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. They're extracted and put in different forms that I can use on my skin, and it takes away the pain. And then I found out it mattered where I get my CBD products. The best place for me to get my CBD products is at CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. It is not a good idea to get them from the cart in the mall. Too many people get them from a guy on the street who's also selling incense. I don't think that's where I want to get my CBD oil. CBDistillery does it right. They make sure that the products are tested They have hundreds of thousands of customers. They filter the products of impurities, and you're getting a quality product that you can feel safe and confident putting on your skin. Now, in my experience, I put it on my joint pain, where I had pain. I put it on, and it didn't take it away that day. And it didn't take the pain away that week. It took the pain away instantly. Instantly. Now, that may not happen for you, because I'm supposed to say that. But that's what happened for me. Finally, I got rid of the pain. Do you want to lie there in pain anymore? You don't have to. Get CBD products from CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Enter the promo code WALTER for a 20% discount. And that's significant. CBDistillery.com. Promo code WALTER. You can get CBD products in oils, salves, creams, whatever you're comfortable with, and in dosages from very little to significant amounts, depending on what's right for you. CBDistillery.com, promo code WALTER.
Sterling on Sunday, no donation is too small.
This is the usual edition from Public Radio. Now award-winning actor Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this has been a giant week for the Public Radio team. Biden stickers, bumper guards, and posters decorate our offices as we keep our news coverage objective. I was even hugged by Joe, I call him Joe, at a rally in 1999. It was wonderful, spiritual, and peaceful. At the same rally, a member of the Bush election team hugged me, and I had him arrested immediately. For a report on the progress of the campaign, we tapped Jim Kelly with this report.
I'm almost blind, so I am objective. We agree that if Elizabeth Warren wore sweaters from this century, she could have won. She beat the crap out of Wells Fargo's CEOs, and for that alone, she should be made Empress of America.
You should resign. You should give back the money that you took while this scam was going on, and you should be criminally investigated by both the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission. You know, this just isn't right.
I'm almost blind. Jim Kelly, bumping into walls for you. If you want a DJ for your parties, I'm your guy.
No, really, Jim Kelly is a great DJ. This edition of the usual edition is made possible by Wooden Toys Incorporated. If you want to annoy an 8-year-old, give them wooden toys made of all natural pieces and harken back to days before American Girl. And by Green Rivers. Green Rivers Chemicals is proud of the reflections at sunset given to nature by chemically treated Green Rivers. And by quiet people in Tweed, like you.
This week, the coronavirus killed several people and forced 5,000 people to stay on a luxury cruise ship for weeks. It was an unusual experience. They didn't have to go back to work, feed their dogs, or do anything but sit on a luxury cruise ship. For Street Reaction, we go to Yemen. How do I get that assignment on the cruise ship?
Yemeni food is fantastic and is often consumed in a shared communal gathering on the floor.
So we got the goats and the lambs right here, and then right here, they eat it. Straight from the source to the restaurant.
Thank you, Jim. And let me assure you that no one was touched by any virus at any time in Yemen.
Public Radio relies on the streets of Yemen for everything. So authentic. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. After much negotiation, I am happy to report that once again, it's the freaking OJs, man.
We promoted the OJs for weeks because everybody likes the OJs. Nobody hates the OJs. And then when they were in my city, I said, could I come over and put a mic in front of them so they could say, yeah, we're the freaking OJs, man, and they refused. Therefore, we're going to have to go with a new group. We're going to have to cozy up to a new group. I say it should be Pearl Jam. Radio stations do this stupid thing where they play music that they think is appropriate and cool under traffic reports. I think radio stations should play this song under traffic reports. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You can stop now. What is wrong with this software? Listen, attention broadcasters, if you know a good piece of software that I can play sound clips off of, that would be great. I was using a thing called Soundboard, and then they stopped supporting it. And then now I'm using, I'll tell you what it is so that we can all work on this together. It's called QCart, not QGo Live, which is a great software, but QCart, which is not a great software, for me at least. I'm trying to sound reasonable. Did you hear that Columbia University is shutting down Monday and Tuesday because they have somebody on their staff or in their student body who was in touch with someone who has the coronavirus? They don't have the coronavirus, but we're just going to shut down the entire university anyway. Here's how to deal with your teenage kid. When your teenage kid, I talked about this before, and I said I promise you what I learned, and this is true. This is based on science. The problem teenagers have is they still have a reptilian brain. Their brain is still reptilian, and that means when it gets angry, and they start getting angry, even though they know there's no threat or danger or that they don't hate you, really, believe it or not, chemically, their brain changes and they can't shut it down. If you start to get angry at your boss, your manager, your spouse, you can shut it down. The only time you can't shut it down is when you're in traffic. But they can't shut it down at all chemically because there's a part of their brain that's still immature. That goes on till about 22. Here's what you do. When your teenager starts getting angry at you, and I have done this, many times, I walk away. They can rant all they want, but I don't engage. Not because I think it's okay to be screamed at, that it's not okay for what they're saying, but it's not going to matter what I say, because now they're in dinosaur land in their brain. And the minute I stop speaking, they're going to keep yelling for another minute or two and having their pout, their tantrum. But it doesn't matter. It's not about me. It's not about you. They can't stop. Physically, their brain, it goes into overdrive of anger. It hits the reptilian part of their brain. Their brain chemistry changes. And they're back to being a dinosaur. They're back to being a lizard. It has nothing to do with you or me, or what they're arguing about, or how they feel about it, or whether or not you're right. Because as parents, it really doesn't matter if we're right with our kids. We own the house. It's our house. We win by default. That's how you deal with the teenager who's angry. You say nothing.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you. Thank you for our first Florida story. We go to Jacksonville, Florida, where a Florida man, 56 years old, was just going through life doing his dentist thing. Wait, a corrupt dentist? Yeah, a corrupt dentist. This is Florida. So one of his patients comes in, and he's an undercover cop, and he's wearing a wire. And before the meeting's done, he slaps some cuffs on and puts him under arrest because this Florida man was practicing dentistry without a license. All right, Parker, what's so weird about that? Hang on, backstory. He was arrested for doing dentistry without a proper license. Also back in 2009, go back and you dig on the arrest warrant. He had previously been arrested for it. Same thing, all the way back in 1998. So look, clearly this guy is trained. You don't walk in and pretend to be a dentist if you don't know what you're talking about without someone calling you out on the first day. So I'm thinking this is a guy who was trained to be a dentist and he lost his license. What was he doing? Like writing too many prescriptions for his friends? Did he crack a tooth, malpractice, screw up, show up drunk driving arrest? I don't know why, but for some reason he must have had his license revoked, but he can't help himself. He's got to help people with their teeth. He's got to fix teeth. He's got to fill cavities. He's got to pull molars. He's got to do an RCT on 17. And then there's the new technology, the 3D scans, the UV flowable whatever. Some people like to golf. Some people have a foot fetish. This man can't help himself. He's like the little claymation guy in Rudolph the Reindeer. He's just got to be a dentist. They didn't say anybody was hurt or he did a bad job. What if he was a really good dentist? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Hold
for our next Florida story, we go to Martin County, Florida, where within a span of a month, we have two different sheriff's deputies who have been arrested for arresting people on false drug charges. Now, look, I know in a human enterprise as large as police institutions, of course, you're going to get some bad apples in there. And that doesn't draw a bigger stain on the law enforcement community as a whole. But damn, two deputies in the span of a month? What are y'all doing over there? I mean, besides planting drugs on your own citizens. It's just a trip because I bring you Florida stories, an avalanche, a cornucopia of crazy crimes. You wouldn't think you would need to invent crimes in Florida. Isn't there enough going on already? And it's funny because when they're inventing crimes, they're actually committing a crime. So I guess mission accomplished. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Cantonment, Florida. An older couple sitting at home on a regular evening just going through Netflix. They get a knock on the door, and it's the 12-year-old that lives next door. He asked if they had any bottled water he could borrow. They actually did, and so they gave it to him, and he goes back next door. And that's weird. Okay, so your water got cut off, but why doesn't your dad go get you water? So he comes back the next day. Hey, do y'all have any more bottled water? They're like, you already went through the whole thing? He said, yeah. They're like, well, we can just give you some tap. What's going on over there? Why didn't your dad go get you water? He's gone. Well, how long has he been gone? The boy had been left home alone for 9 days. Cops show up on the wellness check. The electricity had been cut off. The water had been cut off. And he had already run out of food. We don't know how long into the 9 days he ran out of food. Turns out mother's nowhere to be found. Father had been arrested. They just didn't make any arrangements for the boy at the time. That's a tough one to fall through the cracks, isn't it? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Oh, and speaking of crack, there's a clever police department in Florida, the Atlantic Beach Police Department, that posted a public service announcement on their Facebook page. And it warns that some cocaine, meth, and heroin has been tainted in the area with the coronavirus. And they are offering free tests to make sure your meth is not contaminated with the deadly disease. Now, if you're a little suspicious, police have been very gracious. They say if you're uncomfortable going to the police station with your drugs, just give them your address and they'll come visit you in the privacy of your own home. Don't laugh. It's probably going to work. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, you and I are live on Sunday night, on Real Talk 910 in San Francisco, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia, KMOX, KDKA. These are significant, important radio stations. But they went, well, it's Sunday night. It doesn't really matter. We'll put them on. It's better than the annuity show. 12 past the hour. Coming up in seconds, James Copeland with a report from his RV and a haunted hotel in New York City. That's for you in seconds, Sterling on Sunday. It's Sterling on Sunday, hour number three. It's exciting. Sterling on Sunday. Call in now, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, let me tell you, one of the ways I keep up is I'm not in pain anymore. I used to have terrible joint pain in my thumbs and my fingers and in my feet. I have terrible flat feet. And I put on CBD products, CBD oil on my joints, and it took the pain away. You want to know when it went away? Immediately. That's what happened for me. Instantly. It went away instantly. That's what happened for me. I got my products from CBDistillery.com. I got it from CBDistillery.com before they were an advertiser. I had never heard of them. I just searched it online, CBD oil, and son of a gun, I went to CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com has a wide array of products, not just one little sad bottle of oil. CBD Distillery makes amazing CBD products, CBD oil, CBD salves, CBD creams, for every type of pain. Plus, in a wide variety of dosages, from very little to a big dose, depending on your pain and what you need. Isn't that incredible? This is a real company dedicated to extracting products from the hemp plant. Go to CBDistillery.com and then put in the promo code WALTER!
CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code Walter, because where you get your CBD products matters. You don't want to get it from a cart in the mall or from a guy on the street who's also selling incense. You want to get it from CBDistillery.com. Promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. I want to thank ForHymns.com for signing a 52-week contract with Sterling on Sunday. Now, why did they do that? It's because their products work and this show works. It's a perfect marriage. Now, who are these ForHymns people? They make products for men, like for your hair and for your skin, but most importantly, they make a generic medicine that will give you an erection on demand. Now, you want your husband or significant other to have an erection on demand. This is a great thing for you to look into for your partner. Go to forhims.com/Walter. Now, to get this medicine, the guy has to be put in touch with a real doctor who will determine whether or not this medicine is right for him and then issue a real prescription. See the website for full details and safety information. Tony, listening on WSB in Atlanta, welcome to the fastest growing show in network radio. Speaking of which, I have an announcement about that. Remind me during our call that I have an announcement about that, Tony. Hi.
I sure will. Walter, it is always an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. This topic that you brought up about your children basically misbehaving. I've got a 33-year-old who splits time between our house in his old bedroom and in a condo with his roommate in downtown Atlanta. And now he's 33 years old. He's got a psychology degree. He's an assistant grocery manager at our local Kroger here, and he can't stand his job. And he keeps talking about wanting to get out of there. So here's the situation. He will go for weeks maybe without, you know, going off on my wife. But today was, she felt like a week ago, something was coming. And it came today, and it was hours of him just ranting. And, you know, your advice about just walk away, I'm going to have to give that to my wife because she gets sucked into these big, long, drawn-out conversations. You know, he's got this degree in psychology, and yet he feels lost, I think.
I think where parents get screwed up, and thank you very much for the call, is they forget that they've already won. A parent has already won the argument with a kid because the parent owns the house. You already won. You got the car, the carpet, a good suit. You won. You are the prime source of all things. You don't have to say a word. It's proven innocent until proven guilty. You're the defense. You don't have to say a word. That's what I learned on jury duty. James Copeland is RVing. I found out that James is now at the head of a trend. You're at the cutting edge of a trend, James. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you, Walter. I am a trendsetter.
You are a known trendsetter. And right now you're spending a week in a hotel in Manhattan. It happens to be a particularly dicey hotel, as my mother would say, because I know that the hotel you're staying in, which one is it? The Hotel Pennsylvania?
That's right.
Has no air conditioning. And I've always wondered, gee, when I look at Manhattan hotels, it's always like $98, $102 a night. And then I found out it has no air conditioning. I happen to be obsessed with air conditioning. Now, you live in an RV when you're not in a haunted hotel. And I learned two things. This week, the episode of The Prophet was helping an RV rehab business. And then the other thing is, on Curb Your Enthusiasm, do you watch that?
I have watched it in the past, yes.
J.B. Smoove, who lives in Larry David's home, is a brilliant comedian. And then in an interview today in the newspaper, he said that he's an RVer. This guy's an RVer who's on the Larry David show. So you're well ahead. Well, first, James, give us an update on the status of your RV and its renovation, and where is it parked right now?
Yeah, well, the RV is back in Wichita, and we're working on the generator, which, interestingly enough, weighs more than a Cessna 182 engine. So it weighs more than an airplane engine. It's like 382 pounds, I think. So I took that out and getting it all tuned up and everything so that we will have another reliable source of AC power. So that's kind of the big ticket item for this week. And then next week and the following weeks, we'll be painting it and getting all sorts of logos and things on it. I think that's the next plan.
What color is it now?
It is kind of a cream color with wonderful lime green accents. And we're going to keep those.
Of course you will. And then what'd you do, fly from there to New York City?
I did. I took the train one time, but it took about 2 days. So I am now here within the crumbling walls of the Hotel Pennsylvania.
Trains are not meant to be more than 3 hours tops.
Yeah, I've done it once, and I think I kind of got it out of my system.
Yeah. How was the food?
Oh, you know, on the train, well, it's pretty good. If you, you know, I didn't really eat in the actual dining car, but it's kind of fun, you know, when you do have that chance, although it is a little bit expensive. But, you know, the worst thing about the Hotel Pennsylvania that you would really not like, Walter, is the fact that their room service is not in-house and it's not 24/7.
So you have to order from a menu from a restaurant outside of the hotel.
Yeah, they contract something, as they do basically everywhere. You know, this hotel, almost all of the services that it was built with are not functioning anymore, including some of the plumbing.
I was about to say, the Hotel Pennsylvania is a huge, almost block-long hotel in Manhattan, across from Penn Station. And it was built by the Pennsylvania Railroad. That's how it got its name. But originally, it must have had a giant kitchen for room service. How many stories is that hotel?
It is 21 or 22 stories. It used to have 2,200 rooms, now it's down to 1,700. And, yeah, they had a huge kitchen in the basement. I mean, just massive. And, of course, I have the floor plans of the building. So,
of course you do.
You know, they used to have hundreds and hundreds of lockers for the dishwashers. They had silver polishers, cooks, bellboys, porters, waiters. And none of those positions exist anymore. So there's, like, four floors that are, like, completely unused, abandoned. And, of course, I've gotten into a few of them, and they are absolutely uninhabitable.
Well, share with us some stories about the Hotel Pennsylvania in Manhattan.
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, I was looking, and apparently, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but there was a tunnel between the Herald Square subway and Penn Station along 33rd Street. And that just kind of went right alongside Hotel Pennsylvania, and that has been closed for a number of years, but there used to be different shops and stuff that emptied into that. And then the other thing was the Cafe Rouge, which was like the main dining room of Hotel Pennsylvania. They used to do live broadcasts on NBC, and that's where, you know, Glenn Miller did, you know, Pennsylvania 65,000, the song, and there were the Dorsey Brothers, Woody Herman, Duke Ellington, Andrew Sisters. I mean, this was a happening place. It had a huge lobby, and now it was like two-story beautiful lobby, and now the lobby is just like horrible and unusable. There was a private tunnel between Penn Station and Hotel Pennsylvania with elevators that would take you right down into it. And there were pools and for men and women, massage rooms, smoking rooms, all sorts of things. And, yeah, none of that is working anymore. There was a 10th floor hospital here in the hotel. And, of course, Ellsworth Statler's suite was on floor 17, the guy who built this place. And the best part is, I found on the floor plans there was a radio room on the 19th floor, and I found where it was, but it's a locked door.
But for $10, I bet you could get it unlocked.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I could.
I think you should, because I'll bet you anything, they left something.
Yeah.
There may be an RCA 77 microphone waiting for you.
There might be. I might have to go and work on that.
Better than that, there might have been a huge mixing board that they didn't see any reason or ability to remove. Just a piece of that would be a great day. But the photographs would be stunning. You have to bribe somebody to get into that room.
I've been trying to like befriend the hotel staff, but you know, the people at the front desk, if you just ask them a question, they just stare at you until you leave. So I haven't really made any inroads with that.
Can we look forward to a new Asbestos Falls next week?
Yes. Asbestos Falls is on a long series of bank holidays right now, so they will be done with that, and the city council will get back from their booze cruise, so we can look forward to more good stuff from there.
Asbestos Falls is our serial about a town called Asbestos Falls, created by a fevered brain by James Copeland. Do you have any other information for us tonight, James?
That is the full report, other than the fact that the Empire State Building is lit up quite normally tonight. No special events, no green for the coronavirus or anything like that. So we are all is well here in the Big Apple.
Thank you very much for being with us at Sterling on Sunday. I appreciate it. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I have spent the past week, on jury duty, and it's amazing. I'm on a criminal trial. And because it's not settled yet, there's been no verdict yet, I can't discuss it with you. I was all ready and excited about talking to you about it. But it's a criminal trial of the highest order. And I look forward to sharing this with you because the experience was not like what I expected at all. I can't say it's a pleasant experience, but it's a good for me experience. Yes, it got you out of the house. Yeah, it got me out of the house, but it's a good for me experience. And I'll share it with you next week. All right, it's time to give you the secret message that can only be decoded with the Sterling on Sunday secret decoder card. Are you ready? Here's the secret message. You go to Walter M. Sterling, click Midnight Misfit, and you can get your Midnight Misfit decoder card. You download it, print it completely free, and you get it instantly. We don't mail it to you. You just print it and get it instantly. Here are the letters and numbers for tonight. The number 3. The number 5. An ampersand. A 7 and a 7. NYY. So there you have it. The number 3, 5, Amber Sam, 7, 7, N, Y, Y. You can get your Midnight Misfit Dakota card at waltermsterling.com. And then you can decode these secret messages. I'm Walter Sterling, and now it's time for Sterling Snapshot. I want you to take that overpriced phone you've got and take a picture of whatever you're looking at. And then email it to me at waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. And then I post it on my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling, my Facebook page, on Tuesday. And then you can all see what fellow misfits are looking at right now. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at right now. Send it to waltermsterling@gmail.com. This is Sterling on Sunday. Wow.
Okay. Huh.
What's that?
Okay. So I have this string, right? I'm going to put through
What's
one
that? Can you hear me?
All right. So it's in between your ears. All right.
You can hear me. Side. What is that? Okay. That's coming out of my computer.
Okay, so Hold I have on. This string, right? I'm going to put through one ear and pull out the other. All right. So it's in between your ears.
Hold on a second. Oh, you know what that is? That's TikTok. Have you gone on TikTok? The most annoying thing about TikTok is that it'll pop up a video and then start playing it with the audio at the volume that the creator wanted. That's right. The volume is created by the creator. They set it as loud as they want. They can blow you out of the room. Thank gosh they weren't saying anything exciting. TikTok. My 8-year-old's obsessed with TikTok. My 14 and 17-year-olds say you are not to go on TikTok. But I have, in fact, posted things on TikTok Yes, Walter M. Sterling is on TikTok. Jim in Loganville, Georgia. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Walt. The man that was having trouble with his, 33-year-old son?
Yeah, his 33-year-old son. Like, why is the kid even hanging around?
Advice.
Yeah.
I was going to give him some advice. I'm a retired old sergeant major, and I've been married 5 times, married 6 times, was 5 wives. I married one twice. But my second, third, and fourth wife were all professional dancers / sex therapists. But I had a daughter that really was doing that, screaming and yelling at April, my third wife. And what I did is that she was making a ham sandwich over there. And, cutting it up, it was regular ham that she was cutting. She made herself a sandwich. And when she started screaming and yelling and everything, April got mad, I guess. And she's a good bit younger than me, but about the same age as my daughter. But slapped my daughter. And my daughter sat there and said, "I've got you now. I've got you now. I'm going to call the police." And I went over there and picked up the towel sitting on the counter that we used to, just wipe down counter stuff like that. And I picked up the metal part of the blade of the knife, and I guess it's my old green. I'm retired Special Forces. What I was on Oscar Delta 515, a Halo team. I picked up the metal part of the knife, and I go, "She's got you." And "Daddy, what?" I said, "Well, your fingerprints are on this knife that you pulled over her. She had to hit you, darling." "Oh, let me tell you, she didn't try screaming and yelling and doing anything else around my house anymore. Told her, it's my house, my property. You don't even live here anymore. And you come over here screaming and yelling at the women I'm with, it's none of your damn business." But
right. When I talk about kids, and thank you for the call. When I talk about kids, I'm talking about children under 18. Once they're over 18, they are volunteers and are to be dealt with as adults. By you, an adult. It seems pretty simple to me. We're going to use this from now on instead of the OJs. Let me tell you. Over time, services are supposed to get better. What's fascinating to me is that over time, rent-a-cars have gotten worse. And I've rented for quite some time now, and it gets worse. When I was younger, and I'd go to the rent-a-car, say in, 98, 99, when I first started working, when I went to rent a car, I'd go and I'd put down a card and a driver's license, and they'd give me a car. And then it got bizarre. Now, I have to prove that I have insurance or not. It depends on the car rental agency. And now, I have to some of these car rental agencies, the big ones, they'll run a credit check. Well, I'm in show business. I have crappy credit. We have circus credit in show business. And a debit card, I might as well say, "I'd like you to accept these Confederate dollars from the Civil War." I might as well say that. "I want to pay you in cash in Confederate money," to show them a debit card. They don't want any debit cards. They want me to prove I have insurance. Blah, 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 blah. But I learned something this time that I rented a car at Hertz at an airport. It's worse at an airport. They don't like it if you're showing up at the airport without an airplane ticket. The airplane ticket sort of makes everything okay. But if you don't have an airplane ticket and you're just sort of near the airport and don't want to go to an in-town location, which always has crappy cars, short days, people working there have no idea what they're talking about, you go to the airport where they have a huge selection. They're open reasonable hours, if not 24 hours a day. But they don't want you. The rent-a-car companies don't want you at the airport unless you have an airplane ticket. Then they love you. I go to the Hertz rent-a-car. And first of all, I got a trainee. This trainee had to ask his manager every single question. And then, ultimately, they could not take my debit card. It's at the airport, we're not taking your debit card.
Fortunately, I had a secret weapon. My father-in-law, an attorney, had a credit card, and he was in the car. He had to come out, 75-year-old guy. He had to come out, put down his credit card, and then they had to add me as an additional driver for an additional $35 a day. This is a horrible experience. It should be vaguely sort of fun to rent a car because ultimately it is a luxury problem. It's real money on a real table for what is a luxury problem. Okay, I rent the car. We take care of it. It's, what is it? It's a Dodge, not a Caravan, the smaller one. The one with the vacuum inside. So we rent this Dodge. I love the car. It's a terrific experience. Smelled new. Had a 30,000 miles. Okay, fine. So I rent this car. I return it. And the guy who I returned it to in the lot was a good guy. It turns out there were two deep, long, foot-long grooves on the hood of this car. The car was gray. So for some reason, gray and the light, you know, bullet gray, for some reason, excuse me, I couldn't see those grooves when we rented it. And I say it's because they weren't there. There's no way I put those grooves in the car, and there's no way I would have missed them when picking it up. And here's the only good part of the story. The guy in the lot said, okay, this is what you write on the return form. Write this exactly. And he told me what to write so that I wouldn't get dinged with a big bill to repair that hood. And what I did for him is I gave him $10, not because he told me that or helped me get rid of the problem, but because he was a good guy, said, here, have a beer, which he graciously accepted. But I'm telling you, it took me 45 minutes to rent the car without a line in front of the counter. It was horrible. Next time I'm going to one of those off-lot places, you know, all-in rental or U.S. rental, some cheesy name with a hideous office. Next time. I'm Walter M. Sterling, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up in seconds, the update on the coronavirus. This is Sterling on Sunday. I have tried different home security systems. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. And when I try different home security systems, I've always been a little frustrated or a little disappointed because they sometimes have to be connected to a central office. Or they need wires, or some guy with white boots comes into my home and puts all these foil wires on my windows, and it's like, what for? And then it goes off at 2 in the morning and there's no one there. Problem solved. Blink Home Security, B-L-I-N-K. Blink Home Security, this is a revolutionary home security system. It connects cameras over the internet to an app. The app sits on your phone. That means whenever there's somebody in front of those cameras from Blink Home Security, through motion activation, it opens up the app and you can see instantly what's in front of that camera. Now, this is particularly important if you're working like me on the late shift, because on the late shift, sometimes you get a call from home and people are saying, you know, I hear something outside. I hear something down the hall of our apartment. And that's scary for you and for them. But imagine the comfort you can give your family if you open up your app and you look at the Blink Home Security app and you can see that the camera in front of the apartment door or out in the driveway is showing nothing, or maybe a raccoon. Isn't that terrific? Finally, comfort and security at home late at night, thanks to Blink Home Security. These systems start at, ready? $79.99. That's it, $79.99. It's incredible. It is an Amazon company at fine retailers, and it works with Alexa. That's blinkprotect.com, promo code Walter. Blinkprotect.com, promo code Walter. 888-688-WALT. I appreciate the photos you are sending me. I'm getting great photos from Suzanne D., Cheryl, Louis D., yes, we should all be members of the RCA DX Club. I will take these photos, post them on my Facebook page on Tuesday, because, you know, I've got to rest. I just have to rest. Now, If you're 40, or about 40, there's some really important things about dating that are different than dating when you're 20. And here's the thing. What women would benefit from knowing about guys who are over 40 or 40 is something Barbara Walters said. Barbara Walters said that men are at their best from the age of 35 to 50. And we are. We're at our best from 35 to 50. Why? Well, first of all, we can get reservations in the restaurant and get the good table. We have figured that out. We know how to get the good table. Number two, we know how to have a conversation at dinner. Respect that, please. Then, let me find this. This is a really interesting article about... It says, the experts say that you are exactly the right age to find love. When you're wondering if your smile lines are stopping Mr. and Mrs. Right, it's easy to forget that if you were 10 years younger, you wouldn't be who you are now. Resist dating someone who reminds you of an ex. This is very important. That's the only mistake I haven't made. I've never dated anyone who's reminded me of an ex. All my women have been very unique. When you go online to make an app, create a truthful online dating profile, and pick a couple of apps that feel right. There are many online apps, but they don't all feel right. But there's a great report about what to remember about men who are 40 or older. And I just saw this article before I went on the air. I said, you know, I've got to share that. Five things women should know about men in their 40s. He's experienced. He might have baggage. Don't assume that there's something wrong with him. Listen, I didn't get married till I was about 40, and there's nothing wrong with me. He's not going to change. That's the important one. There's this weirdo thing, usually starting with clothes, that women meet a guy, they start to date this guy, and then they want him to change. Now, the things that attracted you to him are the things that are never going to change. For starters, he doesn't want to wear different clothes. Almost every girlfriend I've ever had has wanted me to wear different clothes. And I always wind up wearing the same clothes. I get my clothes at Brooks Brothers. Why? Because I have a body built for Brooks Brothers. That's my body. I'm made for Brooks Brothers. And as long as I get clothes from Brooks Brothers, I'm perfectly happy. He's probably not looking for a trophy wife. That's true. When looking for love at 40, he's not looking for a trophy wife. He knows who he is. He knows what he wants. That's what love is at about 40. You know, Walter, that was really sloppy. Why don't you do this right? Do it right. Fade up. And you will find that love that you want. But don't go changing who you are. And for gosh sakes, don't expect him to change who he is. That's the biggest mistake everybody makes. They think, I have to look different, dye my hair, lose 50 pounds, all that. You want to do that for yourself, fine. But you don't need to do that to attract the right guy. And the guy you meet who you like, that's the deal. He's not going to change anything. Once he's 40, he's not changing anything. He knows who he is. He knows what he likes. Well, this has been a big show. We've had a good time. I think you can agree we've had a good time. We can stay in touch during the week at WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And send me that snap. Take a look at what you're looking at right now. Send me a picture of it so I know what you're experiencing while you listen to the show. And send it to WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. This is Sterling on Sunday.
And what else did I want to mention to you? I have a podcast. I do a podcast. And God help me if I don't promote the podcast. Now, I expect the same companies that I'm promoting to promote my radio show. Isn't that a fair thing? My podcast is called Midnight Misfits. And you can get it at iTunes. You can get it at iHeartMedia. Or wherever you find fine podcasts called Midnight Misfits. And why should you bother? Because my podcast is supposed to pay for my kids to go to college. No, really. All these geniuses in radio are saying, well, you know, you got to make a podcast. Really? I'm on these 50,000-watt stations like KDKA, KMOX. Isn't that enough? I'm on Real Talk in San Francisco, WPHT in Philadelphia, Talk Radio 1210. Isn't that enough? No, apparently that's not enough. I'm supposed to do more than that. And okay, I'll do more than that. And therefore, I make a podcast just for you of things I cannot say on the radio. The name of the podcast is Midnight Misfits. These are things I cannot say on the radio. You can get it on the podcast. What else have I got for you? There's something else here. Usual edition, influencers. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. You know how this influencer thing started? Where there are these people online who make videos and then put products into their videos. It started with this video.
This is going out to Lazy Dog. It's a response rap. Chicken. Lazy Dog, you are pretty cool, but you must admit that you look like a fool. Cause though I like your style and I like your flow, you gotta admit that girl is way too good. Cause she's got eyebrows, hair and eyeballs, she talks a lot and constantly stalls. But though people say she's whack, she never fights and never hits back. But I don't know why I'm rapping to you, cause I can't rap wickedly like you do.
That's the Hill 88. She was one of the first YouTube stars, and I spotted her in May 2007 and started a company called HitViews. And I said, well, what if we took products, gave them to these stars, paid them so they could get out of their parents' basement, and made the advertisers cool? That's how it started, May 2007, Sterling on Sunday.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.